Let's pray. As the psalmist writes, "The Lord is my shepherd, therefore I can lack nothing." O God, whose Son, Jesus Christ, is the good shepherd of your people, grant that when we hear his voice, we may know him who calls us each by name and follow where he leads, who with you and the Holy Spirit lives and reigns, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Now, I have the best dog in the world. It's true. I do. I believe I've actually begun a sermon, totally different sermon, with exactly those words before. And if you talk to me long enough, at some point, I'm probably going to have to mention Debo. I can't help myself. He's just about as close to perfect as any created being can be in this fallen world. He is the canine ideal to which all other dogs are mere imitations. And yet, I cannot say I am the good master who lays down his life for his dog. But that's a little bit like what it sounded like when Jesus said, "I am the good shepherd," in John 10, who lays down his life for the sheep. That is for us, not an animal, but for us. Jesus loves us and cares for us and speaks to us and dies for us and for our salvation. He is our hope, he is our provider, and he is the only way to salvation. And the focus must always be on God. Our Lord, he is the point. He is the good shepherd. And one way that he continues to shepherd us, to continue that image, one way that he continues to do that, one way the Bible tells us that he does that, is by appointing others, we call them pastors, other shepherds, the same word, to continue his care for us. He is the good shepherd, and then the Bible spends numerous places talking about the fact that he continues that work by giving us other people to continue his ministry of constantly pointing us back to him. So 1 Peter chapter 5, Jesus is referred to as the chief shepherd, and then it immediately tells us that he appoints others to shepherd the flock of God. He is the good shepherd, the chief shepherd, and he places others in the role of continuing that ministry for the good of his people. And so the psalmist writes, "The Lord is my shepherd, therefore I can lack nothing." And part of how Christ continues to provide what we need is through those he calls to be our pastors. The fact is, we cannot pastor ourselves. And so God provides a tool for continuing his ministry to us. Christ continues to shepherd us by appointing others to continue that work in our lives. And so today, on this Good Shepherd Sunday, where we are reminded that Jesus is the Good Shepherd, what I'm going to do is do this a little bit differently, but I'm going to provide for you four ways that he continues that work, that ministry to us, through the ministry that he's assigned to pastors. Because this is always about him and his glory, and one way that he helps lead us there is through the calling of those in leadership. And so I'm going to offer you four that we see for his glory and for our good. And so the first is this: Christ continues to shepherd us through the teaching of pastors. So we heard this in John chapter 10 today. Jesus says of his sheep, that's us, he says, "They will listen to my voice." Jesus calls us and he speaks to us, and don't ever skip that fact, this amazing reality that God chooses to speak to us. And he knows us so well that he can speak directly into our situation. And yes, absolutely, he speaks directly to our hearts. And the primary way that God speaks to us is not primarily in our hearts, though that is absolutely true, but primarily through his word written, the Bible. And all of us need to read and learn the scriptures. All of us can and should hear the voice of God through his word written. And part of how we then hear his voice in Scripture is through the teaching ministry of those devoted to the Word of God in a way that many of us cannot be. Some are called by God to teach the Word so that others can hear his voice. Some are called and set apart for study and learning so that they can teach in a way that the rest cannot. All of us need to read and learn, and some are given the task of reading and learning, perhaps at a different level, so that they can then help teach the church. And that's part of how Christ continues to shepherd, continues to care for the church. In Hebrews 13, pastors, leaders are specifically referred to as those who spoke the word of God to you, to help us hear his voice and be shaped more and more into the people that we are called to be. And absolutely none of this is about pastors themselves, but this is a chosen tool that God has given us to help us hear the voice of our good shepherd. So do we participate in the teaching ministry of the church? It's part of how Christ chooses to shepherd us to know him more. So here at Holy Cross, we have Sunday mornings, obviously, but we also have spiritual growth classes between the services, and the reality is that's harder for you all than it is for the first service because you have to remember to come early. They just get to stay late even if they forgot all about it. And so that's really important time between the services to participate in learning from clergy, certainly, but also lay leaders, but have that opportunity to learn from people who have really studied. This is part of how Christ shepherds the church, is through the teaching of our pastors. Second is, I want to offer that Christ shepherds us through the ongoing service of our pastors. And here's what I mean. Jesus says of himself that he came, this is our Lord, God incarnate, came not to be served, but to serve. It's Mark 10. Our good shepherd, Jesus, God incarnate, came to us not to lord it over us, but to serve us and care for us and provide what we need. And ultimately, that service was, the next part of that verse, he came not to be served, but to serve, to give his life as a ransom. Christ served us by laying down his life for us, by giving his life so that we can receive it in faith, receive his grace in faith, and be saved. And then he sends out certain people to continue to serve us, to come below and to care for us and to help us in our need. Pastors are not about showing up on Sunday and then never seeing you between the Sundays. We're here to help serve in Jesus' name. And we are all called to serve God, and then some are called to serve all of us in certain ways. And so Gregory the Great in the 6th century referred to pastors as a servant of the servants of God. And we are all supposed to serve, not just pastors, but pastors serve all of us. And so our pastors do for all of us what all of us should do for each other. And Christ continues to shepherd us through that service. And so will you let the church serve you as Christ set it up? And sometimes it's easier to just say, no, I got this. I'm on my own. I got everything I need. I can do it. But when we are willing to humble ourselves and accept a visit or a call or financial help in need, we actually let Christ shepherd us through the service of others. Pastors are not supposed to do all the serving, thanks be to God. All of us are called to serve, and some are supposed to lead the way in modeling our Savior's humble service to us. And so Christ continues to shepherd us through the service of pastors. Third one I'll offer you is Christ continues to shepherd us through the prayer of pastors. James chapter 5 says, "Is anyone among you sick? Let him call the elders of the church." Elders is, it's complicated, but that's the word from which we get priest, presbyter, priest. "Is anyone sick? Let him call the leaders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord." And the fact is that there is an authority, but also then a responsibility for those in leadership to pray. And I have seen it again and again when God acts in our lives as our leaders pray. God hears everyone's prayers, so I don't understand how this works exactly. And yet, somehow, sometimes, God answers prayers and moves in a special way as those in leadership pray. And there are those in this congregation who pray faithfully, and this church would not be what it is without the faithful prayers of our intercessors. And there is a burden placed on pastors to pray for the congregation. There's a responsibility on our pastors to help share Jesus' love through prayer. Jesus is described in the Bible as interceding for us in heaven, and the ministry of prayer continues his shepherding work for us. And I'll say that your pastors here take prayer for you very seriously. And there are times when you want prayer to go out to everybody and everybody to pray, which is good and right. And sometimes you all want just a very select group of people. You just want your pastors to know and pray. And we do, and we take that very seriously. Christ shepherds us through the prayer of our pastors. And the last one I'll offer is this. Christ shepherds through the love of pastors. Christ laid down his life for us. This is all about him. He is the good shepherd, the good pastor, that's the same word. He is the one who this is all about. He is the one whose love matters. And he loved us through becoming one of us and living and dying for us and rising to new life, defeating sin and death for us. He, the good shepherd, lays down his life for the sheep. He, the good shepherd, promises he will never abandon his own when trouble comes. And pastors are placed here to do their very imperfect best to continue that ministry of laying down their lives for the church, sacrificing for the sake of the church. And by doing that, pastors are trying to show the love of Jesus through their love for us. As Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. said, he'd like to be remembered as a pastor. He was a pastor, but as wanting to be remembered specifically, simply as someone who tried to love somebody. And the ministry of pastors is one way in which Christians love somebody, and by that ministry, Christ loves his church. And this is a major reason why we're all supposed to be here, because this is one significant way that Christ continues to pastor us. The primary reason that we're here should be to glorify God together, and also because this is a way in which he chooses to shape us and allow us to experience his love. And so we need to be committed and fully committed to the flock, to use that image, so that Christ can shepherd us. And this is one way in which that is done. Christ shepherds through the love of pastors, and I will tell you, we really do love you. Yeah, even you. We really do. It's true. In just about 2 weeks is my anniversary of when I was ordained a priest 11 years ago, early May. And I will tell you, I still get shaky and nervous on Sundays before services. And anyone who shakes my hands right after, during the piece, right after this, always knows my hands are freezing at that point. Not because of the size of the congregation, not because the archbishop sometimes comes in unannounced during worship, but because it is scary to be responsible for teaching God's word. It's scary to think that you might hear my voice and it might cause you to miss God's voice, because this is all about Jesus and we just want you to know him. And something about me that you may not realize, whatever tradition you may be coming from, or no tradition at all, Christian tradition, but senior pastor, lead pastor, rector, dean, whatever term, something you might not realize about me, you may be familiar with the Myers-Briggs personality test. It's the one where you get four letters and two, it's either I or E, and it's, you know, you get one or the other, and then the combination helps give insight into your personality. But, well, one of them is between a thinker and a feeler. And anyone who knows me, the staff is not surprised at all that I fall into the thinker category. If you know me, that doesn't surprise you at all. But what most people would not realize is the fact that when I have taken that at multiple times in my life, I always end up being like 51-49, about as close to the middle as you can be. And the reality is that just telling you about myself is that I actually really do feel very deeply. And I feel deeply for you in ministry. And what you don't see is the way I pretty regularly struggle to fall asleep because I'm thinking about you. And the way that sometimes I'm literally in tears on my pillow, remembering you and what you're going through, praying for you. And while all of us have our own versions of those experiences, and we all, for goodness sakes, need our sleep, we would not have that any other way. We are willing to do that and even long to do that because we love you and we want so badly for you to know Jesus, because only He can change your life. Only He can save you. Only He laid down His life to free you from sin and death. And if we can just be a part of caring for you so that you can know Him better, He who is worthy of all praise and glory and honor. Now, the organization of how God set up the church is that most people, of course, are not called to be pastors. You're called to serve Him in a myriad of ways, but not this one specifically. But some of you here are being called to serve as pastors. At this moment, we have four people in the congregation who are actively going through the discernment process to be ordained as deacons or priests. And it's important for people in the church to know that God might call them to serve as pastors, especially our young people. I encourage you to keep in mind that this is something that God could call you to serve in with your life. And if that's something you think God may be stirring up in you, or if you have questions about that, we would love to talk with you and pray with you about it as you think that through. And for those who are currently actively discerning, hear the joy and also the true weight of the calling that you are discerning. Pastors are given the responsibility of continuing Christ's ministry among us in various ways. Do not take that lightly, and I know you don't. You know the gravity of the calling that you may be stepping into, and never forget that. Jesus Christ is our good shepherd, and He's organized the church in such a way that He's called some to continue that ministry of shepherding the people of God, to continue His ministry in that way. That's one way that our Lord continues to shepherd us, through those that He's called to that ministry. And so let us together join in and participate with the people of God so that we can experience Christ pastoring us through those that He's called to continue that ministry. Let us join in together so that we can come to know the Lord more and worship Him more and hear His voice and love one another. And may we find in the care of our pastors even a glimpse of the eternal love of our good shepherd, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Let's pray. O God, whose Son, Jesus Christ, is the good shepherd of your people, grant that when we hear His voice, we may know Him who calls us each by name and follow where He leads, who with you and the Holy Spirit lives and reigns one God forever and ever. Amen.